welcome to Throwing the Power. My name is Marcus.
My name is Tom, and we throw in the power here on this podcast.
Hey, welcome to Throwing the Power. My name is Frank, and we're going to throw it in today.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. You were trying to cut Frank out there, weren't you?
Yeah, I did my best.
To short and sweet, we're talking about our favorite VHS growing up.
Ooh. Do you guys remember VHSs? They were very...
large tapes.
Yeah.
Okay. Video huge.
Not playing into the acronym at all. That's fine.
Oh, you want to do a... they were very...
huge.
Huge.
Solid.
Solid as a rock.
Very huge solids.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's great. But enough about that.
Should we do another take?
No. Happy it's good. This? So right. SNS, favorite or most overplayed VHS?
Yeah.
I think that's important because it's like, what did you just wear out?
Let's just name one off the top of our domes. Let's go.
The Dark Crystal.
Really?
Yeah, Louise and I.
Of course it is.
We definitely had that, and it was, I remember it distinctly because
the
packaging of it was so specific. It was this ridged, for her pleasure.
For your pleasure.
Yellow.
Damn it, Tom. Yeah.
Sort of yellow and very, very strangely proportioned tape that stood out in your collection, like wherever you put it. And it was just like the fucking font of it and everything. I mean, we watched it so many times, it always scared me every time we watched it. But I just like remember
Tom,
always
being drawn. It's a horrifying movie.
It was horrifying. It's like Return to Oz style. Just like, why did children watch this? But Return to Oz.
Wait, that's your most overplayed?
That would have been, I couldn't tell you honestly which one was favorite. Which, but I had, no, it wasn't my favorite, but we watched it a lot.
Torture for you.
Yeah.
What was your most overplayed?
Frank? Hercules.
That's great. A good call.
Absolutely. God, bless choice. My soul. Hercules on a roll.
You know, we made a shit joke at the start about very huge solids. Maybe we should explain what VHSs are in case anyone under 20 is listening.
We established it earlier.
It's a big tape. Plays video.
Very huge solid.
Big tape. You know, like a tape, like a cassette tape.
I still
tape.
Think they're just like, I'm lost. I don't know what you're talking about.
Imagine I was speaking today to people who were like, no, I'm a DVD
kid.
And I'm
it's awful shit.
I was on the cusp of it. Like, we stopped having VHSs by the time I was like 8. But like, I had VHSs for...
Yeah, that's because you're rich and you're like, we've got a DVD player.
I know one for a fact that you, Tom, played a lot.
Go
and
on.
It drove me insane. It was like the Chinese water torture.
Was it the shower scene in Starship Troopers?
Well, I just had an original print of that. I had a reel that Verhoeven sent me.
Reel to reel. Yeah. Thanks, Paul Verhoeven.
It was Puff the Magic Dragon.
Okay, the Dark Crystal and Puff. No wonder you're a fucking stoner.
See, I'm
slander. It's not true. Don't do drugs.
That's kind of accurate.
I see that as being possible, but I also think you might be wrong.
I think I was in some sort of Black Mirror episode as a child where I was stuck on Flinders Island in a shack where it was pouring with rain for a week straight.
Oh, my gosh.
And you... all you ate was a lifetime supply of TikTok cookies.
Goddamn right.
And watched Puff the Magic Dragon on goddamn repeat.
I think you are wrong. Do you want me to tell you what I think it was instead?
Not Pete the Magic Dragon.
I think it was HR Puff and Stuff.
Oh, dear God, it was.
It was, yeah.
So what?
That's
you
all right.
Melted my
it was What's HR Puff and Stuff. HR Puff and Stuff was this insanely cursed British show about a big puppet. HR Puff and Stuff.
Oh, yes.
Can't give a look because you can't get enough. And it had Dodger, Jack Wilde in it from Oliver.
This is my Vietnam.
This is crazy, right? And I was like, the reason I knew, I was like, I don't remember Puff the Magic Dragon, but I remember HR Puff and Stuff. I watched the shit out of HR Puff and Stuff. Couldn't tell you what it's about or what happens in it. There's an evil witch at some point.
Did you eat the TikTok pickies?
Yeah. So you had to know the time before you could eat them. That's how I learned the time. Because I would get him out,
he
and I would have to say to mom, I would just be like, oh, whoops.
And nowadays it's just a digital clock. You're like, 7:45. That's tough. Can I tell a story of being stuck on an island? I was in Indonesia.
Did you make friends with a
castaway?
A volleyball?
No.
Yeah.
When I was in Indonesia.
The volleyball and him did not get along, actually.
Yeah.
The only person volatile. That could like him still didn't.
Volatile ball. I was on an island in Indonesia teaching English in an orphanage.
Which is weird because you can't read. Continue. Man, that you really trying to get set them up to
I was
file.
Trying to get some props. And all they had was It was a burnt DVD of George of the Jungle, but it was only the first 60 minutes.
Oh, I remember you telling me this.
So yeah. We just had to watch the first half of George of the Jungle over and over again. Every night. It was like, movie night.
Hey.
What are we going to watch?
That's a good half.
Oh, great. It was, I mean, what are you going to do? Yeah.
Watch out for that Frank.
Doesn't Thomas Hayden Church hook up with a gorilla at the end of that movie?
Yeah, Ursula? No, I found your scrunchie.
Am I thinking of H.R. Puff and stuff?
Yeah. That's Puff the Magic Dragon.
All right, let me tell you mine.
Go on.
Go on.
My most overplayed as a child was the double cassette VHS of Aladdin and Aladdin and the 40 Thieves.
Oh, the sequel with the really good animation.
I watched both a lot.
No, like Jafar. Return of Jafar is the second.
Oh, no.
I think you're right.
Because I think there's three.
King of Thieves is the third, I think, because it's his dad, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there three films?
I'm pretty sure, but I've had this conversation before where I was wrong.
Oh, no.
So I don't know which one comes first. But it does go, it is Return of Jafar and King of Thieves are definitely the sequels, but I don't know which is which. I remember, I think I've seen King of Thieves more than I've seen the first Aladdin. Like, any of them. I've just watched King of Thieves so many times.
Yeah, yeah, true. So, yeah, so you've got
three.
Four.
What?
Return of Jafar is number two, King of Thieves three, Creatures of Invention number four. Okay, no,
there's a lot after that. Okay. They just become but the first three are the King of Thieves is a good movie.
I watched a lot of those three.
I would watch that again.
Yeah. Now my favorite VHS, Men in Black.
Oh, sure. We had that in VHS.
And I watched it a lot too.
You know the difference between you and me is
I make this look good.
Yeah, good line. Man, Will Smith used to be cool.
He did. That's a great movie. And on VHS was a lot of plays.
We had the trilogy set special edition, like you said, about the special crystal, whatever it's called. It was in a Darth Vader. God,
I know Star Wars.
Darth Vader face, and you pulled it out and you had the three, the first four.
Of Men in Black. Fashion. That's so weird that they had a Darth Vader face for that.
No,
you think they would have gone with
Darth Vader.
Oh, it was Darth Vader
Darth
for
Mater.
That one.
Yeah, they were Mater testing.
That's actually really funny.
What am I made of money?
Do you know
that's good too. Mine's better.
Fun fact. The Titanic VHS was in two parts. Literally,
I think mum might have had that.
Cut an intermission.
And maybe I watched it once.
Was it?
Yeah. You literally had
I feel
to
like I had
eject
that.
One and put the second one in because it was so it couldn't
like
fit.
Like Gone
it on
with the Wind and Lawrence of Arabia style. They had to have the two tapes for them.
Three classics.
They're on like cassette, like audiobook. Right?
They would have been on like...
Yeah.
I mean, radio.
I think they used to have them on this thing where they had carvings on paper that you used to have.
Parchment.
To, like, yes, parchment.
Oh, yes.
And you'd have to like try and decipher it.
From my biblical
days. Most people would have to go to Indonesia to try and work out what it all said.
So they taught me English.
They were teaching you how to read.
We didn't have it on VHS, but when I was growing up, we lived in Florida. God, I've had a life, haven't I?
You lived in Florida growing up?
Yeah, I'm cool.
I didn't fucking know that. Did you know that?
Don't make me sing.
It wasn't for long. Anyway, Jaws played on TV every day, and we would watch Jaws every day, and I am horrified.
Your sisters tortured you in the shower.
Yeah, yeah.
See, Jaws is one of Kyle's favorite films, but he's afraid of the ocean because of it as well.
Yeah,
like
if I watch it, I think it's a good film.
Huh.
But I know it so well because we watched it, you know, 50 times.
Ratatouille is one of my favorite films, but I'm terrified of restaurants.
Kitchens.
There you go.
Like, wait, this is fun.
But
this
you, fun
I'm but terrified like, of the service industry. Yes.
I'm terrified of sliced capsicum.
I think Tom's terrified of the concept of a real job.
That's a very good point.
It's true.
This is my only job.
And you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Honey.
I shrunk.
Blew up.
Oh, big one.
Honey, I blew up the kid.
Where they go to Vegas.
That is not the better film.
Nah, it's the one I watch the most.
But it's not the better film.
I ran that one into the ground.
Arguably.
That tape just started spinning
without
me.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is easily the best film.
I think I've seen it twice. Really I've seen it. Honey, I Blew Up the Kid a half.
I mean, Rick
times.
Moranis, we should talk about him. He retired to take care of his family. What a good man.
I'm going to have to bring this to the pod, aren't I?
Yeah, Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Mm.
It's pretty dark. They almost die.
Why don't we do the third one that no one knows about? Honey, I Shrunk Ourselves.
Honey, the Kids Stay
the Same.
Honey,
the Kids...
Honey, the kids
shrunk. Honey, the
ideas.
Kids are missing. Yeah. It just turns into like a crime procedural.
I have a particular set of skills.
Yeah. Honey, the kids have been kidnapped.
They've been taken. Would have been a better line.
It's so dark.
Wow. Okay. Sorry. Anyone else with some VHS?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Mummy.
You had a VHS.
We had The Mummy on VHS.
We had.
Oh God, I wish I did.
I mean, that's amazing. The Lion King, but
I think everyone has that.
Simba's Pride, Lion King 2, but. Lion King 3, now it's called Lion King 1.5, is the Timon and Pumbaa story. Have you seen this one?
It's like the Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, where it's like, what were they doing the whole time that other stuff
was going on? Yeah, it's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
So Indonesia just didn't take those kids all for nothing.
We should have almost excluded Disney in a way, because it's like, as a child growing up,
because that's like,
of course we played them all. Like the Jungle Book, I smashed on VHS as well.
Didn't have it.
We had a lot of direct to VHS Disney stuff.
The sequel stuff. It's crazy.
Fantasia.
Fantasia was one. What? I had Cinderella.
Awful.
Love Fantasia.
World's worst movie.
I definitely watched it a few times.
You're just not cultured, Frank.
I don't understand it. There's
You don't get music like I do.
That's true.
Cinderella 2 had on VHS. Definitely. I watched that.
What happens
that
in like Cinderella 2?
That sounds like a Cinderella sin.
2. She goes back to
it's
sleep.
It's an anthology, and one of them is about the evil stepsisters getting laid.
Oh, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What it's a three-way. Sorry. Yeah.
Are you serious?
I don't think she gets laid. And I don't think there's a sex scene in it, but yeah, it is like.
But they're trying to.
Yeah, they're trying to hook her up with someone, definitely. The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
On VHS.
We had Fellowship of the Ring on DVD and we had The Two Towers on VHS, and I don't know why.
Parties at your house sound fun.
Yeah, it was weird. All right, guys, format shift. Yeah. Get ready. It's going to get worse.
Bring it out a different TV as well. Yes.
The old rolling TV. Yeah.
We need to heat it up first. We're like cranking.
Rotary crank. We had the three special edition Lord of the Rings, and I watched the special features on that every day after school.
I watched a lot of the special features. It was great.
Why doesn't that exist anymore? We were just talking off mic about the Matt Damon Hot Ones interview where he's like, well, the DVD industry doesn't exist anymore, so you can't make mid-budget movies because you either have to spend a heap to make $1 billion or you spend $12 and, you know, it doesn't matter because it's so cheap.
Yeah.
But like now that we don't have DVDs, you can't, what's the word? I was going to say subjugate.
Yeah.
Subsidize.
Thank you. The income when you're like, oh, well, cinema was this, but now we've got DVDs coming out and the income.
But this
will
is it. They killed VHS, they killed DVD. They've now killed effectively cinema attendance. Yeah. It's all streaming.
Nah, cinema's back.
I hope.
I'm just glad that Matt Damon's doing indie films with the likes of Christopher Nolan now, just trying to keep the cinema alive. That's good of him.
Well, like, what's he going to do? That's the problem.
I think it's
going
to be a good movie. He's looking very jacked. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun.
On steroids.
But like, there's part of me that I do sometimes hear Matt Damon say stuff like that, and I'm like, good, you have the insight to know what's going on. Do you want to fund some more mid-budget movies, maybe? And he's like, oh, well, that's risky. I'm like, well, then what are you talking about? Like, I'm sorry, man. You're in the position to leverage this more than almost anyone else. I agree with him. It's a good assessment. But there's a little part of me that's like, Biden used to be like, this is not going right. Someone should really talk to the president about this. Yes, Jennifer Coolidge.
Joe, you are the president.
Oh, no.
That's great.
Ah, gosh. All wow. Right.
I'm taking the dog.
Asshole. Does she call him asshole?
Who knows?
That would have been a good VHS.
I didn't have Legally
classic.
Blonde on Legally on Blonde. VH. Yeah.
I think I'm out at that point. I think that's most of my VHS.
Do you guys still have any?
Nah.
No.
They're gone?
Burnt them in a fire.
I think
during the great VHS burning of 03.
You remember Liberation. Yes.
I think at my dad's house in Adelaide, I still have a lot of my old ones.
Dad-a-lade.
And I think The Lion King's in that collection.
Come on.
Thank you. Adelaide's actually pretty good.
Thank you.
Never thought of that till now. Thank you. I'll take the credit.
Should we wrap it up?
Yeah.
That was short.
So. Just like a VHS, when you're done with it, you got to wrap it up.
Be kind, rewind. Is that what they say?
That's a pretty good movie.
Sure.
I've never seen it.
It's weird.
But Jack Black.
Yeah. Michelle Gondry, Mos Def.
Michelle Mikhail Gondry.
Yeah. There's a scene where Jack Black plays Miss Daisy. And Mos Def plays Morgan Freeman's character for driving Miss Daisy. And it's uncomfortable.
Great. I'm really glad we ended our episode that way.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Throwing the Pow. My name is Frank.
And I'm Tom.
That was our favourite VHSs. Send us a DM. Tell us your favourite VHSs or DVD, depending how, if you had VHS. What's your favourite movie to stream? What's your comfort movie? What do you just want to put on when it's a rainy day? Hey, we love you. Thanks for listening. Don't.
Shut up, Tom.